This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And of course, NCS 51, we're making the transition over to NCS 51, but there's a lot of information that you want to definitely tie into. We haven't quite got that transition to the old website because there's tons of information there. And that, of course, has to be accounted for because this is, you know, like the Bible to get us through the old statehood process and where we're going and how we're getting there and all that good stuff. So that, you know, that's going to be a very, 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 very big thing going forward, obviously. And we know that. We have to have this whole thing set up. And, of course, we're right in the middle of an election. See, it's shocking. We're not getting elected for anything. We're not. But, going to be a very, very interesting time. That's for sure. Very interesting time. We got this whole thing rolling out about the Redskins and all this other good stuff. Everybody's dressed up in masks. It's pretty shocking, though. Following the edicts of the dictator, Gavin Newsom, in California. And you're also following along in other parts of the country for something that's pretty much a hoax at this point in time. And we're calling it that. We have been calling it that since we discovered all this stuff. It doesn't make a lot of sense from a biological standpoint. Anyway, so that's the mini rant on all this. We're going to be listening to Peggy Kelly in the next hour. So I'm going to let her speak for itself in this whole deal. I think that's probably the best thing, don't you? She's a pretty good expert at it. So she's going to be telling us what's going on and what should be going on and all that other good stuff. That's part of what we're doing. Anyway, so we've got that going on and we've got other things that are happening. We're going to be looking at well, we got the Redskins, right? We did that already. But there's some other things going on. says Russian hackers behind cyber attacks on coronavirus vaccine developers, UK intelligence says. Ah, okay. Also, people are starting to say, well, you know, they got low risk of kids getting sick, right? Low risk of kids getting sick with the COVID virus. That's just another thing. I'm not even going to go on with that, right? it says here, we talked about bracing for the bombshell. I don't know about really what's going to happen there. Anna Ray comes out and endorses Donald Trump. And the big move is that President Trump demoted Brad Parscale, senior advisor to the president. He demoted him. That's kind of a bummer, isn't it? I would say that that's a bummer for some people. In other words, he was his main man who helped him win the election. He's a digital kind of guy, but he did make some mistakes. And some people are saying it's about time that he leave and not be in that position. And you know, we started hearing all that stuff from a number of different sources early on because of the California situation. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just guessing. I think maybe California was his undoing because the other side has been so successful at stifling, and again, they're using the California Republican Party. And of course, I think he fell in out of sorts because he was pandering so much to the California Republican Party, which the California Republican Party is a group of never Trumpers. They're Trump haters. And so having said that, shocking, right? Just a few minor little details about that. Don't you find that interesting? I find it incredibly interesting. But, you know, I'm just saying, because I think that's probably really what was going on. And I'm one of those kind of guys who kind of believes that. Mistakes were made. They were absolutely made with Brad Parscale's. And now you have a shakeup.
Fox News alert right now. We are also hearing that President Trump is removing Brad Parscale as campaign manager. New York Times says he's been demoted. Have you confirmed this? Have you heard anything about this? We have not heard much from him lately.
Yes, I think that the president has actually put out a statement as well. Twitter's been messed up, but I think he put out a statement on Facebook. I actually have it here that he's pleased to announce that Bill Stepien, remember Bill Stepien was at the White House, and he was moved over to a campaign just a couple of months ago. He will become the Trump campaign manager, and Brad is going to be handling all the digital work that he was known for and famous for in 2016, and he'll remain a senior advisor on the campaign. So I think, you know, Brad is to be admired. He has done a lot to get the campaign to where it is today, but I think that the president, recognizing that this election is going to be different from 2016, had to make this change or wanted to make this change. And you have to admire Brad for being willing to set pride aside and stick with the team and work with them to try to beat Vice President Biden.
He's raised a lot of money. He put the groundwork together, put the team
Absolutely.
Together. But maybe the president wants somebody with more experience to bring him over the next 4 months. He's never shy about making a change with his campaign or his administration. And we know that Brad Parscale was put there by Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. And they play major roles with the president. So Brad will still play a major role. Dana, thanks so much. Perfect person to be here for the breaking news.
Yeah. All right.
A former White House advisor, right? That was Dana. So he's out, and Stepien is in, Bill Stepien. He's going to handle the data business. You know, that was a big revelation for Brad and what he did. And that's still there. So he's still a very important part of the campaign. But, you have the Ivanka and Kushner thing going on there. And I don't know if he's taken the fall for California or not, because there hasn't been, there's been a lot of pushback against Trump from the California Republican Party because they're Trump haters. Let's remember that. when you, and I'm not talking about the counties out there. Boy, there's plenty of support for Donald Trump in California. It's more support for him than Biden by far. But you got to remember who controls the media and who's in bed with who in California politics. So I'm saying it's really that that whole thing that's gone on with the California Republican Party and the how destructive they have been to Donald Trump, even now. And that could have been averted if certain people were listened to. So now you have a problem, but that problem is going to be solved. I have all the faith in the world Donald Trump's going to win California. It's pretty obvious to me. And there's a lot of momentum going his way, and the momentum's going to continue to rise. Anyway, that's just my fond thinking about the whole thing, and I think I'm pretty assured about the way this whole thing breaks out. Okay, I did not get to it, but I am getting to it now.
Do you need backup power as part of your
emergency? I just didn't get to it, and I'm going to now. This is the daily presidential tracking poll. See, I'm just listen. Tomorrow, I'll do it in the last 5 minutes of the first hour. Try that. I try and get it there. You know, yesterday I didn't get it until I got it the later end of the second hour yesterday. Today, I'm getting it to you today. Okay, the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll, sponsored by Likelihood of Confusion blog. There you go. For Thursday, shows that 47% of likely U.S. supporters approve of the president. Yesterday it was 48%. Today it's 47%. Let's see where we end up on Friday. So we're still up there in the good altitude. There hasn't been any big drops, right? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
To you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
15 promo code AGENDA.
Hey,
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Now, some good news that is coming out here for about the Rasmussen report. I clicked on another story, a side story that came out yesterday. And so you kind of get the positioning here. It's like this is the trending I'm talking about. You're going to see the president, I think, build to much greater numbers now. And it has nothing to do with Brad Parscale. He's done a great job, by the way, for the most part. There's some mistakes that were made in California. That's what I think is being felt here that needs to be readjusted. And I think that adjustment's going to come. Anyway, so the plenty of time for the adjustment, by the way. This is what we're looking at here with Rasmussen. Now, I go to Rasmussen and stay with Rasmussen. This is another poll that they took. This is beyond the presidential tracking poll that I just reported, which is at 47%. Of his numbers, and that's a jump up. I believe Monday was 44%, and then he went to 48 yesterday, Wednesday. Now it's Thursday, it's 47%. So we're at those higher numbers, obviously. But this is the bigger story that came out yesterday from Rasmussen. President Trump has jumped back into the race and now trails Joe Biden by just 3 points in Rasmussen's report's weekly White House Watch survey. This is their weight. They took the survey, and this is the weekly report coming out yesterday, Wednesday. It says the latest report reports national telephone and online survey finds that the likely Democratic presidential nominee earning 40% among likely U.S. voters to Trump's 44%. Now listen to the rest of this. 5% prefer some other candidate. 4% are undecided. So this is good news because this is the line below it. And this is what everybody was looking at and wringing their hands about. And I say don't worry about it. Says a week ago, in our first weekly White House Watch survey, Biden held a 10-point lead over Trump, 50-40%. Aha. There you go. So it says the new survey finds Trump with 79% of the Republican vote. Biden has supported 76% of Democrats, and among voters not affiliated with either party, it's Biden 44 and Trump 38. A week ago, Biden had a 12-point lead among independents. So he's diminishment there as well. White House Watch will be posted at noon Eastern every Wednesday until Labor Day. That's and again, I like the way they do this. Now, they're consistent, right? They're absolutely consistent on what they're trying to do. It says the hypothetical 2020 matchup will be posted daily Monday through Friday from Labor Day until Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. And again, that's what you watch, this one here, and the daily also. Those two things collided with a win in 2016. You go back and look at the records, and it was Rasmussen in the USC poll that predicted those. It was pretty obvious. And that's what I rely on those. I've been relying on those for years, different election cycles. It's just sort of a given. It says here, what is this? A spring-loaded omniball. I don't know what that is. Is that a gun? I'm sorry. I'm being distracted by the shining objects here. The survey of 1,500 likely voters was conducted on July 8th and 9th and 12th and 14th, 2020 by Rasmussen. Reports in the margin of sampling area is plus or minus 2, with 95% level of confidence in field work for all Rasmussen surveys is conducted by Pulse. I had to give you that impulse opinion research. Additional information from this survey and a full demographic breakdown are available. Okay, so platinum members, we're not at. But one thing I want to get out of this is he's asking some of the questions and how you would answer it. So I'm going to throw up these questions. I'm not going to vomit. I'm going to throw them up, you know. No vomiting here. If the presidential race in 2020 was between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, who would you vote for? Okay. That's one. Okay, great. That's one question. Is there any, there's no more questions to that? That's it. That's the question. Okay. That's it. That's the question. All right, one question. I like that. It says, only 54%, for, this is another little thing, capable of debating Trump, only 54%. Only 54% think Biden capable of debating Trump. God, why? Biden's, says a New York Times columnist has urged likely Democratic nominee Joe Biden not to debate President Trump in the fall. Most voters think that's a bad idea. Although only just over half believe Biden is even up to debating Trump, given ongoing questions about his mental health. I mean, this is a candidate for office. They're considering this guy after all you've seen on TV of him being stupefied, right? And I could see Trump, you know, correcting his statements for him on stage. Would he forget something, or, you know, and that's, listen, it's tough public speaking like that. And all the pressure on you, I get that. It says the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 54% of U.S. likely voters think Biden is capable of debating the president. See, there's something wrong when the population thinks that at that number, in my opinion. I should think it's like 24%. It says 36% disagree and say he is not capable of such a debate. I think those numbers should be flipped. What's wrong with these people? Another 11%, they're not sure. Well, okay. That's a big number, 11%. They're not sure. Survey question wording. Let's take a look at this one. How important is it for Joe Biden and Donald Trump to hold one or more televised presidential debates? And no, this is, there's only two. Oh, there's the second question. Is Joe Biden capable of debating Donald Trump? And would it help or hurt Biden's candidacy if he refused to debate Trump, or would it have no impact? Okay. Those are the three questions that they ask. All right. So enough of the polling business. I'm out of the polling business. I don't really like the polling business, but, you know, sometimes you can get a glimmer of where people are at right now. It's just way too premature. There's too many things going to happen. And of course, Donald J. Trump is having his way with some of the leaders in states and so on. And of course, there's much emerging there. Just absolutely amazing thing. More on this Brad Pascal thing. We got Hogan Gibley. We're going to tune in on that.
President Trump's campaign manager, the president replacing him amid sinking poll numbers less than 4 months before the election. The latest national poll showing Joe Biden ahead 52-37 now. Joining us is Trump 2020 campaign national press secretary Hogan Gibley. Hogan, great to have
you back.
That's
the Fox. Good morning to you. This just shows you what's going on at Fox. That's the Fox News statement. In their little survey, which is never good. It's never been good. They were never accurate in the last election. They've never been accurate in this one.
So first off, Fox News is reporting, according to our sources, that Pascal was expected to stay on through the election as the campaign manager, and that staffers inside the campaign were surprised and shocked by this change. Were you?
I was not. We talk all the time. I've worked with Brad Pascal now for many years, and I've worked with Bill Stepien for many years as well. And while the D.C. elite and the establishment and the media really care about the palace intrigue stories like this, it doesn't really affect the American people at all. Titles consume so many here in the Beltway bubble. But for those at home, they just want to make sure their lives are better. Donald Trump has made their lives better. He's improved every American life since taking office. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to focus on out there. And let's be clear what happened here. The only thing that shifted was Donald Trump simply asked Bill to steer the ship and Brad to man the guns.
Right, because Pascal's not out altogether. He's been demoted. He'll be in a different position. Yeah. So, Hogan, but I would argue
a couple things. First of all, he's not demoted. What Brad is focusing on is the digital strategy. Look, he's built something no one thought possible, raising money at clips that are at historic levels. I mean, we've raised enough money where Joe Biden would have to raise more than $1 million a day to even come close to catching us, and he still wouldn't do it. Bill Stepien, in his own right, smart, very talented, very politically savvy, been in and out of this town his entire career. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to working with them both. The staff knows
me. There you go. We'll be back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I'm going to play a little bit more of this, the remainder, I think, of the Hogan Gidley. I haven't seen it. This is a morning report that came out of Fox just probably about 15, 20 minutes ago. So I want to see this. I'm with you. I'm getting this first knowledge. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing here because, you know, one of the things he's done, and absolutely true about Brad, is that he's done a fantastic job with the digital part of the campaign, and no comparison. They want to mount, you know, this whole thing with the Rasmussen poll, or excuse me, all the polls, not Rasmussen, but the external polls. They show this one that they just had here, 38. Fox had better. You know, this is disinformation for the other side, clearly, and they know this. The bad polling numbers, they slant the data badly, and this is just part of the game, and it's this season to do that. Here's Hogan.
both of them. They love both of them. They love working with both of them. Mm-hmm. And so Brad's going to focus on one thing. Bill's going to focus on the other. But both are working toward victory for the American people. And that means a victory for Donald Trump.
I'll ask you about Bill Stepien in just a second. But Jonathan Swan at Axios is reporting this morning that the president lost confidence in Pascal after the Tulsa debacle, the numbers of people that did not eventually show up. The president wasn't happy with that. Are the two connected?
I'm not aware if they are. I can just tell you that Tulsa, while the media tries to malign the event itself, 11 million people viewed that event across many platforms, breaking all types of records. In fact, 7 million on your own network, Sandra, watched and viewed that rally. People want to get out of their homes. They want to do it, though, in a safe manner. We provide safety when people show up to events that we do, whether it be hand sanitizer, temperature checks, or providing masks to everyone with the encouragement to wear them. So we're looking forward to getting back to the real issues that matter, and whether they be in rallies, whether they be at online events. You know, we're going to be successful either way.
Who is Bill Stepien, and why did President Trump choose him to manage his campaign?
Bill's been a friend of mine for quite some time now. We worked together at the White House, very politically savvy, knows the landscape from coast to coast. And it's very exciting this time in the campaign. Look, both men are great, as I mentioned. Bill's moving in as the campaign manager, and that's a good move. No slight on Brad. He's wonderful as well. But the fact is, the president runs his campaign, and with 110 days left to go, as I mentioned, Bill is going to man the ship, Brad is going to man the guns, and we're going to move forward together to get this president reelected so that the American people continue to succeed.
I've got a short time left. Talk about strategy. Throw up the latest Quinnipiac poll. We're talking about it this morning. This is on handling the economy. The president has triumphed on this portion of the polling for quite some time. It's changing. Joe Biden's leading in that latest poll, 50-45%. Wall Street Journal on battleground state polling. You look at what is happening there. Biden leading by 12 points, 52-40%. This campaign shakeup follows those polls being released. You're saying the two are not connected, but what do you do strategy-wise? What is leadership in your campaign going to do to turn those poll numbers around?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I wouldn't buy those polls. The same Quinnipiac poll you just pointed out had Hillary Clinton up 11 over Donald Trump in 2016. What do you know? They have Joe Biden up 11 now. So all the pollsters who got things wrong in 2016 are using the same methodology. And what's worse is the media who report this, these strategists and pundits and poll watchers out there on all these other networks, they know these polls are weighted toward Democrats. They know they sample and ask questions of more Democrats.
Okay, but is there going to be a shift in strategy at the campaign? That's the question.
Well, look, the strategy is to continue to go directly to the American people and explain how this president has worked to improve their lives. As I've mentioned on your show before, the compare and contrast with Donald Trump and Joe Biden is stark. You don't have to guess what America would look like under Joe Biden. You've seen it. The economy was horrible. The city streets are devolving into lawlessness. And all he says is, should we defund the police? Yes, comma, absolutely.
He's not saying to defund the police. He's not calling to defund the police. That's a
he was asked about defunding, and he said, yes, absolutely. And he said that the police are actually becoming the enemy.
Jeez.
So you don't have to guess. Your job isn't safe. Your life isn't safe. And your American way of life is not safe with Joe Biden, because his policies just wage war on all three.
Hogan Gidley, come back soon. Appreciate you coming on from the Trump campaign. Hogan Gidley, thank you.
Well, she's pissed. Little Sandra's pissed. Little pissy. Yeah. You can see it on her face. Because he corrected her. Basically called her out as a liar on national TV. So she's got the smirk on her face. She's not a happy camper. It's pretty obvious to me that this is what... Hogan's exactly right. It's pretty obvious this is what Joe Biden wants. He's not denouncing the violence. Hello? Is he, Sandra? Is he denouncing the violence? I mean, even remotely? No, he's not. Just a few things to remember, right? I wanted to get this interview of Laura Logan. I'm trying to think here, man. We got, geez, time is blowing by. And Peggy Hall is going to be with us in the third hour. So we want to get primed up on that one. But I'm trying to look for the interview. I was listening this morning to the interview of... of Laura Logan, who I think is one of the finest reporters on the planet, to bar none. We have another little scandal. Intimidator gaffe. NBC station deletes tweet featuring Dale Earnhardt Sr. after NASCAR fans gripe. What's this? It's not, now we got the NASCAR thing going on. Gee, I wonder what happens between NASCAR events when they go from city to city to city, and what's happening there? Do you think the Department of Justice is looking or investigating any of that stuff? Of course, I'm kind of keeping it kind of silent right now and don't want to screw anything up, right? What does happen between those races? Just a little shocker of things that might happen. Here we go. Laura Logan, paid professional anarchist turning peaceful protests into riots. This woman should know about these things. And I think one of the finest journalists on the planet, and she can tell you for this firsthand, you need to read her history. She was with CBS for a long time, but you need to read her history, what happened to her, and why she's so good.
You see what happened, especially yesterday. Would you see what's happening in Portland for 43 straight days? Does this remind you of anything you've seen in America?
Now listen, Portland's been going on for 43 straight days, and this mayor has the audacity to get up and complain about Trump. This guy's totally out of control. Totally. Here we go with Laura Logan.
Well, there's a term, Brian, these days that's been going around for the last few years called the color revolution, where, you know, which is really a standard term now for techniques to overthrow a government. Regime change, pretty much, is what it's known as. And those are the kind of tactics that you see at the moment, because it brings together civil society organizations that supposedly, you know, are functioning only in the name of social justice and other causes, but maybe have another agenda as well, which is to overthrow a government. And certainly from...
She called it the colored revolution. So this gets to the Black Lives Matter, get it? Critical race theory, get it?
I'm speaking to people who did this for a living for the U.S. government, people who've been involved in this for a very long time. They see very similar tactics here. And they point out that when you see ACAB written all over, you know, that kind of graffiti that's written all over monuments and all over walls and downtown areas where there have been riots, those letters mean something.
What does
it
mean?
They stand for all cops are bastards.
Wow.
And that's what it means. All cops are bastards. And that's black cops, white cops, Asian cops. I mean, call them whatever you want. It means all cops. And that's why there's an element of what's been going on in the last few weeks that many law enforcement professionals, policemen, counterterrorism officials, national security officials, they see very clearly that this element that inserted itself into peaceful protests and turned them into riots, they're paid professional agitators and anarchists whose agenda is to see the elimination of the police, the elimination of prison systems, all of these things. And another thing that you see is the only good cops are dead cops. I actually asked some Antifa activists on the ground at a rally in Seattle not so long ago, what does that mean? And they said they were harassing an African-American policeman at the time. And I said, but what's this? This guy's not, you know, why are you going after him? And they said, no, all cops are bastards. They all have to die. So for them, when you break it down, it's not really about race or racial justice. It is for a lot of people, but not for the people who have been burning, you know, cities to the ground and using the same tactics in every single city and beating policemen with sticks. Of course, there's a criminal element, but there's a very organized element as well. And that's similar to what I've seen abroad.
There you have it, Laura Logan. All cops are bastards. I can't say the way she says it, but because you know she, after all, yes, not all cops are. By the way, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking to Peggy Hall in a minute. And actually, at the top of the hour. And we're monitoring a program here about Maxwell denied bail, Biden family, Patriots fight back.
Continuing to be a dictator, as I think many in California.
Oh, Newsom, dictator.
Many who may have even voted for him are beginning to wake up and see.
This is Daniel Lee.
As Q says, sometimes you just have to show people rather than telling them. And the people of California are definitely being shown. But I want to just say that it's not just the deep state pushing. The Patriots are pushing back as well. This was tweeted out by the Sharp Edge. Boom. The mask mandates are gone in Orange County, California, thanks to citizens like this one who are fighting back. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall here with the best news ever. You may already have heard that here in Orange County, we got rid of the mask mandate. All of the work that you did, all of the emails that you sent, all of the moral support that you gave, all of the financial support that you gave, we did it. You are part of the Healthy American Family, and together we made positive waves of change. Now, we are going to be taking these tactics to your county and to your state, regardless of where you live, because now that Orange County has come to their senses, so to speak, and gotten rid of the mask mandates. Oh my gosh, I couldn't even wait to film this, you guys. Now we are able to set the stage, and the more counties that get rid of the masks, the more power and the more evidence that we have for other counties. So I am going to be doing a more professional and planned out video where I will let you know step by step what you can do. The number one step right now is to make sure that you're subscribed at thehealthyamerican.org, because then I can send you the talking points, I can send you links to the videos, and if you want to get a head start, go to thehealthyamerican.org, click on masks, and I have several videos all about masks. I have links to the evidence, or the lack of evidence, about the science. And very important also is to watch the information I have under schools, because I blow apart all of the so-called CDC evidence and the OSHA. They actually state that the masks don't protect you. And I finally am coming out with my OSHA video where the masks reduce the oxygen in the atmosphere around your mouth below the government established levels. This is especially important for you employees who are being forced to wear the masks. Now, here in Orange County, as a shopper, I don't need to wear one. This is great news for the schools and the teachers, because it gives us more of a foothold to reject that mandate across the board. So I am going to go to bed before 2 o'clock in the morning tonight, because I literally feel that I can breathe.
Hallelujah. So just a testament to what happens when enough patriots band together, petition their local city council, and change things. We can change things. We can be active in doing this. I'm going to provide a link to the website that she mentions in this.
Yeah, this is the work of Peggy Hall. Now, this was last month when she appeared before the Orange County Supervisors. And let's see if I can get this up here. It's really a pretty good one. Let's see if she. It's about a minute long, because when you go before the county super, they only give you 1 minute, right? So after all, if you get 1 minute, then you got to be able to.
Peggy Hall, Aliso Viejo, and Supervisor Wagner, I'm calling on you today to make a motion to terminate this. You may be immune from COVID. You are not immune from the law. Here's the lawsuit for the San Diego Board of Supervisors individually being sued. We are going to sue you for fraud. Fraud is a felony, and a felony carries a prison sentence. And you are perpetrating fraud on the public by allowing this local health emergency, which has no grounds in California law. This man, Chow, has repeatedly broken the law by refusing to give you evidence as required by law.
This man, Chow, is the health director for the county. I don't know where Chow came from, but I could guess he probably got one of those Soros grants and probably went to the University of Washington, like so many of the health directors have done. I understand he's got a criminal past. I know that. The health director of Orange County. What could possibly go wrong, right? We just have to connect the dots, which we will.
To support this, are you aware that unless you terminate this unlawful local health emergency today by vote, you are required to do so by the California Emergency Services Act? You cannot allow this to stay. It must be terminated at the earliest date possible, which is today. And you are aware that you work for the public, and the public demands you to terminate this today.
Your time is up. Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Your time is up. Would you guys like to hear a little bit of that again, just because she's so saucy? Here we go.
Peggy Hall, Aliso Viejo, and Supervisor Wagner, I'm calling on you today to make a motion to terminate this. You may be immune from COVID. You are not immune from the law. Here's the lawsuit for the San Diego Board of Supervisors individually being sued. We are going to sue you for fraud. Fraud is a felony, and a felony carries a prison sentence. And you are perpetrating fraud on the public by allowing this local health emergency, which has no grounds in California law. This man, Chow, has repeatedly broken the law by refusing to give you evidence as required by law to support this. Are you aware that unless you terminate this unlawful local health emergency today by vote, you are required to do so by the California Emergency Services Act? You cannot allow this to stay. It must be terminated at the earliest date possible, which is today. And you are aware that you work for the public, and the public demands you to terminate this today.
Your time is up. Thank you. Next speaker.
Well, okay.
Please.
I just to be inspired, right? We had to have it one more time. Yeah, and they terminated it. They did. So, okay, we're terminating it. We're not going to follow what the governor has to say. This was last month. This was, what's the date on this? June 12th-ish, and that sort of thing. Demanding that supervisors Don P. Wagner immediately rescind the mask requirement due to no scientific evidence being presented by the public health officer, Chow, to justify a public health emergency. Now, it's interesting, these public health officers that were recently hired by the counties. And where'd they come from? How efficient they are, right? Most of them coming from the University of Washington. Shocking. I don't know why that's important. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Duh.
2-1-1-0. Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. That'd be us. Anyway, we got to run for time. I want to thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our websites, a21r.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.